practitioners find eventually that the goals of the Budo lie in the refinement of the body and the spirit. Yet, possibly because of my childhood among antiques, and probably because of the encouragement of my sensei, I came to see something else in the Budo training. The martial arts and ways of Japan, I have come to think, are an intimate and powerful connection with the past. Within their techniques and methods and rituals are the essence of the well-lived life as their practitioners of old saw it, and as such they can be considered artifacts every bit as valuable as the antiques in any museum. In his etiquette, his traditions, and philosophies, we can know what was important to the martial artist of the feudal era. Combining the lessons of the physical training in the Budo he has left us, along with a perspective on his intellectual and spiritual outlook, then, affords today's exponent a link with another age that is significant, remarkably so. 16 years ago, when I was preparing for a trip to Japan to further my study of the Budo and of Japanese culture, I got a call from the editor of Black Belt magazine. Would I be interested in writing a monthly column on the traditional aspects of karate and the Budo in general? I was surprised at the offer. At that time, the